Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has campaigned for president largely on his Medicare for All plan, which would get rid of private health insurance and give publicly funded health care to all Americans. Along the campaign trail, many moderate Democratic presidential candidates have argued against the plan by saying Medicare for All would be bad for unions. Sanders joined former Vice President Joe Biden at yesterday's worker summit hosted by the Philadelphia AFL-CIO to put that argument to the test. WHYY's Nina Feldman reports.
The seats at Philadelphia's convention center were filled with a rainbow of colorful shirts. Construction workers donned orange, roofers were in black, iron workers sported neon green. And some worried that requiring public insurance would mean losing high-quality health care. Tom Romantini works at Verizon and is a rep for the Communication Workers of America.
We fought long and hard over the years, and we've sacrificed and put aside pay raises and stuff like that in order to keep the health care coverage that we have. And it's fine if everybody else gets it, but just don't want it to ride on our backs.
That's the story Joe Biden tells when talking about his health care plan, which would provide a public option, but allow those who want to keep their private insurance to do so.
But you've broken your neck to get it. You've given up wages to get it. You should be entitled to keep it, and no plan should take it away from you if that's what you decide.
Bernie Sanders says under his plan, when employers switch from the private health care they've been providing to a new public plan, they'd have to give any money they save back to union members in the form of increased wages. At last week's Democratic presidential debate in Houston, Biden doubted that would really work.
My friend from Vermont thinks that the employer is going to give you back if you negotiate his union all these years, got a cut in wages because you got insurance. They're going to give back that money to the employee?
Matter of fact, they will.
Well, let me tell you something. For a socialist, you got a lot more confidence in corporate America than I do.
But a lot of union members aren't that concerned about losing their plans. For one, many still face high copays and deductibles. Plus, Patty Aiken of the Pennsylvania Association of Staff Nurses and Allied Professionals says her union spends a lot of time negotiating over health benefits. If it didn't have to, that would free up more bargaining power for wages and other issues.
If we didn't have to deal with that problem, we could be spending time at the table fighting for really important things like safe patient care.
Other union members, like Andre Bailey, support Medicare for All. Not because of how it would affect the union, but because he thinks it's the right thing to do.
I think everybody should have health care. I hate to see people get turned away. Like, my father got turned away. He had a cancer, and his insurance company wouldn't pay for the diet and locate the cancer. So, you know, if everybody has health insurance, make it a better world. You know what I'm saying?
Bailey says his health care with the Ironworkers Union is really good, but he'd be happy to give it up for a public plan. Nina Feldman, WHYY News.